This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, May 1st. 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, here we are at the beginning of the second period of the second quarter of 2024. Memorial Day is just a few weeks away, with the 4th of July racing into view right behind that. Before you know it, we'll kiss summer goodbye, and I'll be off to Buffalo over Labor Day weekend for the National Buffalo Wing Festival. I know you're all probably saying, pump the brakes, Stan, that's a long way off. But is it? It's really only 121 days away. And today being May 1st is actually the 121st day into this year. And look how fast that got here. Anyway, I'm just saying, hey, what do you say about last week's guest? Right at Home's Jen Chaney made herself right at home here on Franchise Today. And did she ever have a ton of content to share with us? Thanks again, Jen. You're always welcome back. A quick reminder, too, to visit the website at www.franchisetodaypodcast.com. Catch up on show notes, blog posts, and make guest suggestions. And while you're there, how about leaving a review, letting others know how much you enjoy listening to Franchise Today? It'll be most appreciated. Okay, so I was just talking about Wingfest and chicken wings just a minute ago, wasn't I? Well, when I return in 2 minutes or less, I'll be joined by Brian Shunia, president and founder of Michigan's Own Wing Snob. He's my guest this week. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option with some 40 engaging audio optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So, stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code franchise, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code franchise to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. Brian Shunia is the president and founder of Wing Snob, and as such, he's dedicated to serving the very best, fresh, never-frozen, mouth-watering, hormone-free chicken wings anywhere, topped by a variety of delectable signature sauces and flavorful dry rubs. Wing Snob operates as a modern quick-service slash fast-casual style restaurant with some 33 units open and operating or under construction, and with many more under commitment, he's here to tell us all about it. Brian Shunia, welcome to Franchise Today.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
It's always a pleasure meeting new people in this world of franchising where we think it's so small that we know everybody. It's a pleasure to meet new friends, especially when we're going to talk about the second most important thing in my professional career next to franchising. It's chicken wings.
Same. Well, I would say wings come first.
Well, I guess in your world, it has to be that way because you don't have anything to franchise if you're not franchising wings, right? So I get it. Brian, franchising is not an intentional way for us to do business. We didn't plan on it. We didn't go to school with the intentionality of getting into franchising. So tell us your story about how franchising bumped into you and how you got into the wing business and the franchise business.
Yeah, that's 100% accurate, Stan. Prior to Wing Snob, I was in the deli world. And within my deli, I did a broaster concept called Mr. B's Broasted Chicken. And number one seller for us were the chicken wings. And with it being so minimal from a labor perspective, as opposed to the deli perspective, I decided to come out shooting, guns blazing, with a wing concept. And a good friend of mine out in Arizona helped me come up with a name and helped me come up with a menu and a logo. I did a floor plan and executed a 880 square foot unit in Livonia, Michigan. Slightly after I opened, we caught on pretty darn quick. And with that being said, I started getting comers from Kalamazoo, Toledo, talking an hour and a half, 2 hours away, just to come and try the wings. And this was at a time where there weren't many competitors, right? There wasn't a lot of buzz around wings. It was still kind of turning that corner, if you may. And people started inquiring, and I had no idea on how to franchise or how to do any of the lawyering and contracts and whatnot. So I decided to bring on a partner shortly after I opened. And ever since then, we've been growing. And within the first year and a half, we launched 4 corporate doors to create a buzz. And once it caught on, our guests, our customer base were our first franchisees or brand partners, if you may, were to come on board. And they truly love the quality, the ambiance, the service, and it's been organic growth ever since then.
What year were we in?
2018. We became a franchise, but opened the doors in November of 2017.
Gotcha. And so who did you go to do your legal work and to help you learn about the ins and outs of franchising? How did you tackle that?
Oh, geez. It was one heck of a learning curve, I'll tell you that. It was kind of a day-by-day scenario, and we got a lot of support from friends and professionals in the industry. My partner, Jack Machini, he had linked us with a franchise attorney who initially did our FDD and learned the ins and outs. And I don't think you'll ever learn everything overnight, right? It's kind of a evolving thing daily with the rules and the laws constantly changing. It's been a resourceful adventure, if you may.
So is that a franchise attorney, anybody we would know, somebody who may give a shout out to?
Yeah. I mean, we got Salam Alaya out of West Bloomfield, Michigan. And we've got David Steinberg over at Jaffe and Jaffe. And our current franchise attorney is Greenspoon Martyr.
Always nice to let people know who's working with who.
Absolutely.
So your business model, it looks, from what I've been able to see online, looks like you're doing area development and you're doing a lot of multi-unit. And yep. So how many area developers represent how many units right now?
We've got 5 area developers representing a total of 18 open. We've got another 15 under construction. We should finish this year at around 75 units. And got over another 50 in the pipe for next year. So by November of next year, we plan to crack 100 doors open.
And so you've got to keep doing what you're doing and doing it right, because you can't have a name like your brand's name and be anything less than on top of your game. I mean, when you call yourself a snob, you better be in the top 1% of the top 1%.
That's so right. That's
so
right.
How does that look? How does field support look? How do you manage all of the moving parts?
Yeah, so we've got a great e-learning presence within Wing Snob University that we spent a year and a half building, that we'd completed last year, third quarter last year, which was extremely beneficial to the entire platform for us. It allows us to work remote. And when things escalate, we do send out the necessary support. But everything in that dashboard is so resourceful to our brand partners that it really does give resolution to 99% of any challenges that they may have. So,
and what about on the culinary side? You're what, 20 sauces? Who's responsible for that side of the house and building out the recipes?
Yeah, we've got a relationship with a national sauce manufacturer, and we are currently diving into and expanding into dry rubs at the moment. So we've got a fabulous sauce lineup, and now we are tackling the dry rub world. We hope to have, by the end of the summer here, another 15 dry rubs to complement the sauce selection.
You're talking my language, Brian. I mean, I'm a traditional buffalo medium on an extra crispy jumbo wing. That would be my number one go-to. Behind that would be garlic parm. And right next to garlic parm would be a dry rub lemon pepper supreme.
Yep, that sounds great. Me personally, Jamaican jerk is probably my number one favorite. We've got a authentic jerk being made for us right out of London, Ontario, from an older gentleman out of Jamaica. And within his group, they've got an entire lineup of dry rubs and jerk salts, which are pretty unique. Second up for me would probably be a Carolina Gold. And then I'd follow that with a lemon pepper. But to each their own on their palates. Number one sauce for us across the board would likely be our garlic parm. Number two, a buffalo. And I would rate our honey barbecue at number three.
Back in the day when I was still with Wing Zone, we went to Buffalo, New York for the National Buffalo Wing Festival. And 03 was the first year we were there. And we won the festival's most creative wing sauce for our garlic parm. And I mean, we had lines for that sauce. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. We actually do have something very creative coming out. It's called the Dirty Sauce, and it'll be out mid-summer. I'm super stoked to get the feedback because that might just be our number one sauce here in the near future.
So who's making up these recipes? Whose ideas are these? Who's got the talent for all of this on your team? Do you have an executive chef?
We do, but it's also a collaboration. Our franchisees kind of stand at the helm of this ship. So we take innovative ideas from everybody across the board. And when one sticks out further, we most definitely put it into play and run an LTO. And if it does well, hey, we keep it. It stays on as a lifer for us, but more of a collaborative play than anything.
Well, what I take away from my visit to your website is that you are doing things that all franchisors should be doing more of, and that you're constantly in motion with what you've just said, and, you know, in and out, testing and A-B testing and doing LTOs and just not being static and living on your laurels. Because if you try to do in your business tomorrow what you did to be successful yesterday, you're already dead. You just don't know it yet, right?
Yeah.
I see a lot of evolution in what you're doing, and I like that. I like that a lot.
We do a lot of LTOs, that's for sure. We try to keep things fun and interesting and family friendly. So that's a must on our end.
So I saw another flavor on your menu board, which I've only had in one place that it reminds me of, charbecue or barbecue charcoal sauce. My favorite go-to for that would be Duff's in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
It has a fabulous charbecue sauce, and I'm anxious to taste yours and get a comparison.
Yeah, that's our barbecue, most definitely. That's my top five. For sure. I'd most definitely say it's in my top five.
So before you got into this business, did you spend any time in Buffalo? Did you go testing different recipes and seeing what's going on in Mecca, where it all started?
You know, Stan, unfortunately, I wasn't really that privileged to spread my wings that early. I would say 100% of my work ethic and ambition comes from the deli space. Right. You're talking about a young kid who got really lucky with finding a business on Craigslist and turning nothing into something and kind of just spearing it from that angle for 6 years and just constantly trial and error. You know, I now have started traveling over the last couple of years. So Buffalo is on my list of places to visit in the very near future. Considering I am in this space, I got to see home of the buffalo sauce and try the wings out there. And I hear all sorts of stories coming out of these little bars out there. And it's real neat, man. And I most definitely want to go and experience it.
Well, we're going to get introduced to the Wing Fest. And maybe that's the best time to come make your pilgrimage to Buffalo, because you'll be able to, without leaving the festival itself, you get to taste flavors from wing impresarios from all over the country and even around the world. We've had entrants into the festival that have come from as far as Australia. They come from Mexico every year. So where better to go? It's like a department store. It's like a smorgasbord, 30, 35 different companies that are there competing and putting their products out in different categories, best barbecue, best traditional, and just walk booth to booth with a beer in one hand and tickets for wings in the other.
That's my kind of parties.
Doesn't get much better than that. The only thing that tops it is where it's at. You're on the field of an NFL team in Buffalo, New York, where it all started. So yeah, we'll have to get you involved in that for sure.
I'm sure my team will be excited for that one.
Why don't we grab a quick break? And when we come back from that break, let's talk about who it is that you're looking for, who should be looking for you, and a little bit about the business model itself. We're talking today with Brian Shunia, president and co-founder of Wing Snob in Michigan. We'll be right back. This is Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. visit them at frmsolutions.com and order up a demo today. And the conversation continues today with Brian Schneer, co-founder and president of Wing Snob. So, Brian, tell us a little about Jack and how you two came together.
Yeah, so Jack was a fabulous asset to Wing Snob. We had initially met through real estate. After I'd sold my delis, I had hopped in the real estate world, and he was a broker and was buying and selling commercial buildings. And next thing you know, we started partnering up on buying and selling commercial buildings. And we've had a great business relationship, a great run since we've met. He kind of handles technology, back end, real estate, collaboratively marketing, and I handle the ops side. So it works very well balanced.
And then what about the infrastructure for the business? So I'm a prospective franchisee. What are you looking for in me?
Well, most importantly, we want to make sure our values are aligned, right? And with that being said, we want to be able to set goals and collaborate on future endeavors. It's not just really about a one-store play. Most definitely more in the market for area developers and so forth on a larger scale. Groups that we can grow with and learn from each other on. And with that said, it's most about values and game plans for us.
So are you looking for people that already have experience in the space, whether that's wings or in other areas in food, or can somebody come to you that's got no restaurant experience at all, but has a heart in the right place and the money to support their investment?
You know, we primarily look for the individuals who do have the experience and who do have the financial bandwidth to handle this animal. So although our brand is very simple to operate, it does take unique individuals to operate restaurants. It's most definitely a different breed. You got to be seasoned to play with us. We're aiming towards the big league. So at the end of the day, we need the experience. We need the resources to be behind our teams. We could provide everything on a silver platter, but it's up to them to have the know-how to really execute, right? So most definitely need to be seasoned.
And so these area developers that have come to you have come with experience from other food concepts, but you'll take people that aren't from the wing space, but they do need restaurant experience?
Correct. Correct.
And how large are your territories?
That depends on your bandwidth. Most definitely depends on your bandwidth. Right now, we are focusing strictly east of the Mississippi, and we'll spread into the West Coast probably first or second quarter 2026, just to warrant supply chain. And as we continue to grow, the supply chain will also grow with us. So right now, we're solely focusing East Coast.
And when you say supply chain, you have warehouse and distribution everywhere that you need, everything coming off pretty much one truck?
Correct. That is correct.
How many SKUs?
I think we got about, I'd say about 40 total SKUs. It's very minimal.
That's pretty light. So that's an easy operation.
Yeah, most definitely.
And how many of the restaurants opened in year one?
So we've doubled in size year over year. Year one, we opened 4 doors. Year two, I believe we opened 5 or 6 doors in year two. Year four was our big year. Year 4 and 5. I think year 5, end of last year, we closed it out at about mid-30s. And then this first quarter has been explosive for us with launching 6 doors in the last 3 months.
Are you doing this through brokers or through an FSO, or are your sales efforts all internal?
They're all internal.
So how many people on that team?
8. We've got 8.
You've got a big organization.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Most definitely.
So what about in the local marketplace? A couple of names that I remember from my days being in Detroit. I think the Detroit Wing Company was one. There was another. I think it was Sweetwater.
Yeah, Sweetwater. They're fabulous. I actually know them. They do a good job down there in Detroit. And I would say that we're most definitely trending to be the bigger player out here in the Michigan market.
Well, but you're more about quality than you are anything. So tell us about the product itself.
We got a first and second split wing, fresh, never frozen. Depending on your market, we are halal. We do a 12 to 24 hour marinade on our wings and our tenders and our boneless wings, which is something you don't typically see in the wing world. It's kind of just right out of the box and into the fryer. And we put a little bit more care into our product. When it comes to our bone-in wings, we serve them well done. Early on, 7 to 8 orders out of 10, we were getting them requests to be well done, right? So we said, hey, let's just run this model to come out naturally well done. And it's worked fabulously for us. Our boneless wings, I'll put them up next to anybody. They're hand breaded, they're marinated, and they're cooked to a perfect 168 is typically what we aim for. We typically don't go over 180 on it. So you got a nice, tender, juicy product right there. Personally, when I eat a boneless wing from our establishment, I always get them naked, sauce on the side. I like to taste what I'm eating prior to just covering it in sauce. Although sauce is boss, you know, I'll put that against anybody's, hands down.
And then what about the menu mix and how much of your food is consumed off-premise versus on-premise?
I'd say we're about 90-10. 90 carryout, 10 dine-in, 10% dine-in, 30% third parties.
Any alcohol?
A couple establishments do have beer. Our Canadian doors have beer, and one local store has beer. And also down in Dallas, we have a store with beer. A couple with beer. We got a few drive-throughs and exploring that market for sure. Thinking about doing one full service in each major city. That's been in the talks recently. So I wouldn't put it past us to do something like that.
You are definitely progressive, my friend.
Yeah. We got one heck of a team behind us.
What about charity and franchising gives back? Any kind of a national charity that you guys favor, or did your franchised locations take care of that locally?
We do it locally. Nothing nationally yet, but can't wait to do so. We solely leave it up to the franchisees and which charities they'd like to contribute to. But for the most part, we do have interest in doing something here in the near future with St. Jude Children's Hospital, which we've been discussing and trying to put a game plan together for them. But other than that, we are still early.
I saw in your LinkedIn profile a few names that popped that we have in common, obviously, and friends of mine from the IFA. Are you guys IFA members?
Yes, we are.
I'm proud to hear that as well. So I'm sorry I didn't get to see you at IFA this year and put eyes on one another, but we'll do that again next year too.
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
Brian, what is there that I haven't asked you today that you're sitting back in that chair of yours just saying, why hasn't he asked me this? What would it be?
What sets you apart from everybody else? And it's all in the name. Simple. So we just have better wings. So we want people to think when they think wings, they think Wing Snob. Point blank, period. So we'd love the opportunity to invite anybody and everybody into our doors to try our product, enjoy our ambiance, and experience our services. So it's most definitely a people business for us, let alone the wing business. I always tell people, hey, although we are in the wing business, we're truly in the people business. We're huge on service. You know, we're big on the 3F, the fast, the fresh, the friendly. So that's one thing that I'd like to put out there. That's for sure.
Well, and I'm going to ask you to put one more thing out there to keep that company. And that's tell people who are interested in learning more, how they go about finding you again to learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. Just visit our website, wingsnob.com or wingsnobfranchising.com, and just shoot us over an inquiry. And you'll hear from our franchise development team within 24 hours. And you'll hear from Joni Shunia, which is my sister. She is fabulous. She does head that department. And we'll be happy to answer all the questions that they may have, and with hopes that our values are aligned and to continue the growth of this wing brand.
The thing I keep hearing ringing through your conversation with me today, Brian, that says it all for me is that while you're in a business that calls itself a snob in its space and has to stand on and assure that they maintain the integrity of the product, I keep hearing you doing the same on the other side of the business, the part of the business that's not in the kitchen, but part of the business that's in the culture. And if you've said it once, you've said it multiple times in the short time we've spent together here today, which tells me that you're standing on solid footing, and I'm going to be interested in watching the growth of this Wing Snob business and hopefully find one that I can open the door to here sometime soon in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Stan. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you here today, Brian, and hopefully I'll see you and Jack on the trail. And thank you so much for sharing with us here today on Franchise Today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Stan.
Brian Shunia, president and co-founder of Wing Snob. All the best to you.
Likewise. Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. Next week, I'm back with Anago Cleaning President and CEO Adam Pavlitz. Anago Cleaning Systems is an internationally franchised commercial cleaning brand with more than 30 years in business and ended 2023 with 1,835 units in operation. Adam Pavlitz right here next week on Franchise Today. Don't forget to hit the website at franchisetodaypodcast.com. Grab all the latest and greatest, make guest suggestions, check out show notes and blog posts, and of course, please leave us a review. Until next week, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at frmsolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today.